do 4 hours a day live, and you got three shows you do that are every day and special reports. We have a lot of great guests, great producers, and book people. Daniel Esselin's amazing. We got time zones or something crossed with him, so he's not going to be hosting this hour. You're stuck with me. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me, which is great because I want to take your phone calls. Since we just hit an hour on the poison shots, and the real numbers are over 30 million dead now. They just cursed me, very conservative. You count the turbo cancers and all that. They're just stuff that's totally clear. It's like 20 million. Let's open the phones up on one big subject coming up in the next segment. I'll open the phones up, get the number out. What has your experience been as a nurse or a doctor or a military person or just a mother, a father, grandma, grandpa, brother, a sister, a son, a daughter? What have your experiences been with the Moderna, with the Pfizer, with the J&J, with the AstraZeneca? Because they want us to forget about this, and they stopped part of their hysteria for a year, and now they're right back with lockdowns and controls and stay in your houses and all the rest of it. All over the country in blue cities. Oh, Zika. Oh, this thing. Oh, that thing. Oh, monkeypox. Oh, mpox. Same thing, different name. Thinking that'll scare you. Oh, the triple E. Oh, the bird flu. It's happening. They're trying to ram through a UN treaty. The UN's declared another emergency. 68 days out from the election. You can talk about your experiences on the shot or just your take on them trying to bring it all back. We are going to open the phones up when I come back. When some stations join us, I want to give the number out to not just people on the internet, which are great, but everybody on the 300-plus radio stations that we're on. So we haven't turned the phone system on yet. It's a digital system. I'm going to flip it on when I come back at 6 after. We're going to take your calls for this hour. And then the War Room with the great Owen Schroyer is coming up 3 p.m. By the way, Owen's been here 8 years, and he does over 8 years, a fabulous job, but he just gets better and better. So does Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith was really good years ago. Now he's excellent, and so is Owen. A lot of times I'll stop and watch the show, and I'm like, okay, I've got work to do. I can't watch or listen, and they're just knocking it out of the park. So we're doing 10 hours of live transmission today. If InfoWars survives, which there's a lot of strategic reasons. I don't want to get into inside baseball. But we will know by late November whether InfoWars is going to continue on. There's a very good chance it is. And that's why they panicked and tried to shut us down without a court order 8 weeks ago. And people thought I was joking and it was in the news. No, they came to shut it down. Federal agents that the court had appointed, but without the court's order, he fired them. When there was a hearing 2 weeks later. And then they were like, well, we'll still get you. And the judge said no. But then there's a process where, because I'm in personal bankruptcy, I've already declared seven, I'm out of it basically, then I own this company as an LLC, the assets will be sold. So that the assets went on sale last week. They're going to have auctions coming up the next few months, and there's a lot going into that, and there's obviously patriots that want to buy, you know, the system. And then we continue on, and I work for those folks if I choose to, which if they're good people, I will. If not, they say they've got, you know, Soros-type people. They say big guys, Democrats. I believe they're going to come in here just to shut it down. And then if that's the case and they outbid the people, then you see it in front of the world what it is, what they said they wanted. And I've not given up. I've not backed down. I've gone 110%, and we are continuing on. And there's a lot of other inside baseball of that, but I tell you, the big variable, that's you. We need this place to be in the black to be able to have the buyers and go forward. And because of supply chain problems and the CRO trying to sabotage us, and that it was court appointed, but was obviously an operative, and working with the U.S. trustee that admittedly to shut us down illegally, they didn't order product. They got rid of our sponsors. They basically tried to kill this place, but we have survived. I sold almost everything I had just to prop it up before I went into bankruptcy. I was putting money into this place while it was in bankruptcy. And so now I'm out of money, which is fine. It's a liberating feeling. I've been a hassle, actually, but I'm out of bullets. I've only got you now. And it was you that helped me before. Reason I had some capital backed up, was emergency backup. And it was always there. Family's like, oh, aren't you sad? You're selling your house and doing this and that. I said, it was always there. I didn't have a big house because I wanted a big house. I'm actually happier, you know, living in a smaller home. And but I just want to stay in the fight. And it's you that keeps in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should go to InfoWars InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential. And it is so important to get ready, and I'm telling myself that.
If there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off, and for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve. Have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, the Black Phone secure end-to-end encryption.
Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're opening up the phones. For your personal experience or family's experience or your eyewitness accounts of the Franken-shots, and I've done this probably in the last 4 years, or I guess 3.5 since they started the poison shots, I've done this about probably 40, 50 times we've done this. I know I've done it at least probably 10 times so far this year, so it's probably more than 50 times. And we've never had one person call in that liked the shot that it helped them. And they admit in the mainline studies, it doesn't protect you. It lowers your immunity. And I have the Pfizer scientists going, this is going to be great for business. After 3 shots, your immune system's almost totally gone. It just turns your white blood cells off. It's kind of like AIDS. I mean, this is mad scientists. And they know exactly what they're doing. So all that incredible info we just covered in the last hour with Steve Kirsch, that guy is a hero. I mean, he goes out and ferrets out the documents. And all over the world, from the Czech Republic to Germany to the UK to the US to Canada to Australia to New Zealand, same numbers. Right up front, kills 2 out of 1,000, and then you start increasing your death rate from cancers and other things. But what it really does is attacks the testicles and ovaries. It's really a sterilant, but it's so powerful it tends to kill a lot of people. But they're willing to do that to depopulate. And now for the first time since the Black Plague, it's 500 and something years ago, life expectancy is going down, world population's peaked and it's going down. So you have to face what it is. They don't put rat and bug poison fluoride in the water because they like you. And now federal government admits it's all true about fluoride. So vindication, 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 vindication. You know, I didn't put this clip out, but others did. I put out the other clips from Tucker yesterday when he was live with us on Real Alex Jones. But he was making the point about the gay frogs. And that's just something else on the endocrine disruptors that we've been fully vindicated on. But I was vindicated then. South African studies, Chinese studies, European studies, U.S. studies, Mexico studies, Brazilian studies. I mean, so many studies on frog populations. Some of these frogs have almost gone extinct because the chemical runoff of atrazine pesticide and the other chemicals. I mean, and again, they choose these. These are tiny amounts of this in the water, bends the gender, gives you cancer, reduces fertility. Here's Tucker on the gay frogs.
I realize, oh, he's so bad because he's telling me things I kind of suspected were true. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, really an amazing interview. And right in the middle of it, he's like, you know, atrazine, you know, it can change the sex of frogs. And he was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt him. And I was like, I think Alex Jones made that point like 15 years ago and was mocked. And now it's just the science. You were described as a lunatic, like a mental patient needing like full-time care because you were such a danger to yourself and society when you said that, turning the frogs gay. And now it's just like, well, that's just the science. That's the science. It's the science, you know. And when is someone going to call Alex Jones and be like, hey, Alex Jones, you were right about the frogs? Sorry.
Now the committee's decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January.
All right, nice words from Tucker. Let me give out the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, right there on screen for TV viewers, 877-789-2539. And again, we're taking calls on 4.5 years into the COVID tyranny, 3.5 years into the poison COVID shots, mass death, tens of millions dead, and the same criminals are trying to bring it all back again. But Zuckerberg's headed for the tall grass. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. While we're lining those calls up, the great Chase Geysers put together a little time capsule video from one of our shows in the past to see what came true. Here it is.
Why is it the same program all over the world, run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists? Because it's a plan to end us. To turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs.
This is 2016.
If we act like it, we deserve it.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Now they're coming out.
Visit InfoWars.com.
With cows that don't fart. Genetically engineered Bill Gates.
And more often than not, the number one theme is global censorship of news and information. But we have parallel media that is exposing it in real time. The next logical move for them to engage in is the takeover and the shutdown of that media. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. He calls for this in the emails. This is already going on. We have the emails, after all. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. When they say open society, they mean global government overrunning your national sovereignty, installing tyranny. Just look at that demon in that photo. You're a TV viewer. And meanwhile, AP reports Pope Francis chats in person with Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook. That's right. They're organizing everything together. He's calling for censorship. The Pope is saying Europe being Christian is abhorrent, disgusting. These are quotes. Why is it the same program all over the world, run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists? Because it's a plan to end us. To turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs. And if we act like it, we deserve it. This is a program. It's not my opinion. I'll use the allegory again. It's like cops busting in to the serial killer's house because they found a dead body in their car. And they go down and there's videotapes, VHS tapes of them torturing 20, 30, 40 different women and chopping them up and burying them under the floorboards. And then a journal, how he did it, when he did it, when he picked them up. It's open and shut. I have to sit here metaphorically every day digging up more of the bodies. They don't even hide them. And then I get to tell the public what's going on. People go, oh, that's your opinion. No, this is not my opinion. But see, now your children are totally raised by the state. And now the final phase is coming in. And they have George Soros funding black groups that are actually asking for a return to slavery where there weren't even men in the household and the women were brought into the house and the men were kept out in the barn. Now the men are kept in the prison or in the state system, and the women come and get jobs with the state. But see, the general public doesn't know all this. So you're looking at actual slavery being brought in as a right. And then they're saying, we are dedicated, we are committed to, that's the quote, we are committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another and especially our children to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. And they will define what you're comfortable with in a collective. And guess what? The UN says they're going to censor everybody as Facebook and others are already doing in Europe. In fact, Facebook is being recruited to run the program intergovernmentally as an NGO. Oh, and then the next article, that's Wall Street Journal. Daily Caller, just this is today. Soros document, undisputed. Regulate internet to favor open society supporters.
And then they start shutting you off economically where you can't operate. Oh, they won't let Christians or conservative groups have 501c3s. They won't let veterans groups have 501c3s. They won't let libertarian groups have 501c3s. They won't let have law enforcement fraternal organizations that are patriotic have 501c3s. First, they won't let you have access to the tax exemption. Then they start auditing you. They start persecuting you. This isn't even about Trump. It's the unified control of the dinosaur media and everyone in lockstep. This is shameful. They're getting ready for new banker bailouts. It's being announced. New looting of the taxpayers. They'll all go along with it. They'll go along with any new wars the establishment starts, and they'll go along with intensified persecution of anyone that's pro-America, anyone that isn't a traitor, anyone that doesn't want race war, anyone that doesn't want to shoot cops in the back of the head when they're changing tires or pumping gas, anyone who isn't a mindless scumbag servant of George Soros. We are in such incredible peril right now. And the stacks go on and on and on with the censorship now happening. My life is like a James Bond movie. The New World Order is here to kill you and your family. But first, dumb you down, make you sick, and suck everything out of you. When you finally get it, is the minute we start turning the tide against these people. I got the blueprints. You can have the blueprints.
Yep, that's vintage Alex Jones. I was hitting on all cylinders. Still am, but in different ways. 2016, 8 years ago, giving you tomorrow's news today. All right, Phoenix, Todd, Brandon, Christian, Joe, Jay, Austin, Will, Mr. Bones, Shannon. We're taking all your calls in the 44 minutes left today ahead of Owen Schroyer. Phoenix in New York on the COVID cancer shots. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I was just wondering if you could pull up real quick the definition of cancer and the definition of mRNA. It's the same exact thing you show everybody. It makes your cells express proteins. The only difference is in the mRNA, they say specific proteins. I just left a message for Mr. Johnson, Ron Johnson, asking him if he can please elaborate what specific proteins makes a difference. It's a cancer shot. It's biometric. Operation Warp Speed was a military operation to maim America, to take us out before they come in. Now, ask not what a tyrant can do for you, but ask what we can do for a tyrant. If we do not form an anti-tyranny task force and rectify this situation, everyone in Congress, Republican and Democrat, went along with a fake virus under false pretense to roll out Emergency Use Authorization Act so they could push deadly drugs. And I'm seeing carnage. I'm seeing people get cancer. I'm seeing young, healthy, strong, fighting-age men. Their wife finding them dead on the couch, all right? Voting for other tyrants is not going to fix it, all right, America? Okay? You got to get skin in the game, and we got to form an anti-tyranny task force underneath our it's legal, it's lawful for us to protect ourselves. Tyrants are not going to protect us. Begging for another election is not going to stop it, all right? So everyone's got to get serious. This is crunch time, because if you thought last time was bad when Trump got in, now they got millions of military-aged men that have been getting trained in their countries to kill us, all right? That's what's going down. And that Chinese weather balloon was falling in correlation with the biometric tracking shots. You know, are you aware of that, Mr. Jones?
Well, I like the urgency in your voice. I agree with everything except saying the tracking balloon. They've got satellites, balloons. They've got ground Huawei. Every time of the Chinese, I mean, they've got... I mean, Huawei is running some of the big voting machine companies. I mean, we've got Chi-Com surveillance and globalist surveillance and Israeli surveillance. And
they're all working together, brother. They're all working together. Stop it. All right? Everyone's working together. It's the people versus them. Are you on our side or are you on their side? You know what I mean? Benjamin Netanyahu's pulling the strings for all these fuckers. Enough. Enough. Put up the definition of cancer and the definition of mRNA. Show everybody. It's real simple. They hit everybody with a cancer biometric tracking shot. All right? Let's stop playing freaking games over here, man.
Well, I don't think I'm playing the games. We just spent an hour exposing the shots cause cancer, and it definitely is mutagenic.
But put it up on the screen.
Hold on. Let me talk a little bit now. Well, I guess they can. Anybody out there wants to type in mRNA's definition versus cancer? They're obviously similar. We've talked about this probably 5,000 times since they released COVID, probably a couple thousand times before they did. I predicted it all, laid out their documents, and it's definitely true this is going on. And Netanyahu did say he's going to use all the Israeli population to, quote, test drugs on. And that's definitely, you know, what's happened with these criminal governments. And they are definitely working together. And people have to face the full horror of that. And that's what we're doing. I thought you were mad at the New World Order. And I agree with your urgency. It sounds like you're kind of mad at me, Phoenix. Tell me what I can do better and I'll try.
Well, first of all, it's not the New World Order, okay? The New World Order is the people that are getting killed. That's us. It's the Old World Order, and it's not globalist. It's Zionist, okay? So let's brand this correctly, okay? It's the Zionist Old World Order. It's the money lenders. It's been going on for freaking however long. It's the dawn of time, these scumbags, all right? We have a golden opportunity to take a tragedy. They laid out all the evidence. This is a slam.
Okay, so let me respond to some of this. I go on X and I get constantly criticized for working with a Zionist. I don't. Never been to Israel. I don't just hate Israel because it's Israel. And I expose all the corrupt things that any of these governments do. And I do think that there is a, you know, globalist Zionist mafia that's heavily involved in the New World Order. But then when I criticize communist China spying on us and being heavily involved as well, the people that, you know, they go, all evil can only come from Zionists. Even people like Nick Fuentes agrees communist China is a big serious threat. So there's, you know, there's a lot of different groups and organizations. I just oppose all of it. Lockdowns, the UN, the globalists, the New World Order, BlackRock, all of it. And so I'm just trying to get people to be aware of what's going on. Are you saying that if Jews didn't exist on Earth, or Zionists, as you call them, I guess that's Jews that support the, you know, current political state of Israel and all of that, are you saying the world would be free and open, like it would be the return of Christ, like evil would be out of the earth? I mean, are you saying there aren't evil people of every group?
Well, I did not say that at all. I said Zionist, right? Is that correct? I don't want you to misrepresent what I said.
It was very clear what I said. I answer my question. Put him on hold. He's not... I said, you said Zionist. I'm not going to have a fake argument with you. I'm going to ask you a question. If the Jews were all teleported to another dimension, you know, a happy little planet for them, what would happen to the earth right now?
God. I didn't say that.
I can't talk to you anymore, man. You see, you're not having a discussion with me. I gave you way more time. Like 6-7 minutes than other callers get, so you didn't get cut off. I would have had a long discussion with you, but I just can't. I can't handle it. Screaming at me that long, I'm done talking to you, okay? And it's so retarded when I go on X and I see people going, he works for the Vatican, he works for the Jews, he works for the Masons, what else? I'm Bill Hicks, I work for the CIA. I am 100% my own man up here for 3+ hours already exposing the tyrants and their projects and what they're doing. And so I know it feels good to always say you're better than me. And then you're morally superior. I'm doing bad things. You feel good about yourself. You're better than me. So let's just say you, caller, what was his name? Phoenix, you are better than me, okay? And if it makes you feel good, I work for Israel. That's not true. And not people like Phoenix, but other people. I will explain symbols on air. It always happens. And I'll go to a lot of people, you do the index finger to the thumb. To me growing up in TV commercials, you'd see like an Italian food ad, we'd go, delicioso, or a French ad, bon appetit. And I remember seeing people at restaurants saying, how do you like the food? Is it good? To me, this means A-OK. That's what it means in sign language. I was always brought up to think this means A-OK. And then this means I love you. But people will take this shot of me showing that symbol and say, look, he's doing devil horns on air. He's a devil, even though I'm showing you the symbols. That's called dishonesty, okay? And so, great. You're better than me. You're real. I'm not, Phoenix. And you called in. Nobody screened your call. We just made sure you had a good, clean phone line, put you on the air. We asked what you were calling about, but you agree. Head of the line. And then you're about to have a heart attack. Like you're talking to the guy that gave people poison shots or something. Man, you just need to not be so angry, and you might recruit more people to your way of thinking if you weren't. I mean, I get screaming for 30 seconds or yelling about something, but yelling at somebody over the telephone and just trying to fight over things, because I asked you a question you wouldn't answer. You started hyperventilating, and maybe that's a question like, if the Jews were all sent to Pluto, would it fix all our problems? And the answer is, no, I don't think so. So my issue is, I don't care if it's a Jew or a Chinese person or a German or a Hispanic person. I'm going to judge them off what they stand for and what they do. Okay? And so that's what I try to do. And I'm a big critic of Israel, made films about the USS Liberty, talked about Israel's stand down. None of that means anything to the people that just about Israel all day. So I'm not here exposing Israel when I expose Israel for bad stuff to prove something to you or to get on your good side. I'm doing it because I would do that anyways. That's what I'm doing. And then you people don't ever even recognize any of that because I don't talk about Jews for 4 hours a day. We have guests on that talk about Israel sometimes. We do it, but I can't do it. I mean, I'll tell you this. I just don't have Jews on the brain. It's not really my thing. So when Israel does something wrong, I call balls and strikes. And Israel does a lot of evil crap and is heavily infiltrated in our government. It's terrible. So are the British intelligence. So is the Chi-Coms. So is, you know, the big banks, the big tech. It's a bunch of crooks at the top. But Netanyahu's got a 20% approval rating in Israel. A lot of folks don't like him over there. So I'm not going to put a whole group of people in there and say, well, you're bad. So you just gobbled up. You know, I'm trying to talk about shots here, and it just goes back to the Jews did it. And, yeah, Victor Borla's Jewish, and Larry Fink's Jewish. Great. You can go make your own decisions and go, man, 80% of the big pharma heads are Jewish. That is a little weird. And we have guests on that talk about it, and we should have a discussion about that. And the ADL's quarterback, get rid of free speech. I mean, definitely, you know, some of these Jewish groups feel like everybody else has to be slaves because they've been victimized. And then the victims, and Jews have been victimized some, then a lot of times become the victimizers. And so I'm not going to be victimized by the ADL or Larry Fink or Albert Bourla. Okay? And I think they're crooks. But that means nothing to you. It gets you more. See, I think, and I know Hitler was bad. So Hitler was great. He did all these great things. And then I see people put their Hitler history out. It's not accurate. So you have to understand, I have my views, and I don't like Stalin. I don't like Mao. I don't like Hitler. I don't like Pol Pot. I don't like Fidel Castro. I don't like Genghis Khan. I don't like those people. Okay. And so that's where I stand. Now, I'm going to try to move on now here. I hope Phoenix is okay and hasn't had a heart attack. Brandon in Boston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just first things first, I've been listening to you and following you since pre-9/11. I appreciate everything you've been doing for us and our country for the better part of 30 years.
Thank you.
You truly are a light that we all need. Sorry if I get a little emotional here, but my story kind of goes like this. I was forced to take a vaccination in order to see my daughter, who had some genetic issues, be born. And following that, my wife also had to get forced vaccinated while she was pregnant to have these babies born here in a Boston hospital. Cut quickly to 2 years later, I'm currently trying to figure out what type of cancer I now have. I've been a healthy person for the better part of my entire life. I would run 20, 30 miles a week.
Wow.
I always ate healthy. I didn't have any problems in my system whatsoever. All of a sudden, like I say, cut to 2 years later, and bam, I don't know if I got lymphoma, leukemia, or what, but I know they're rushing all my tests. I've had many, many blood tests over the last month and a half, many chest x-rays, many pelvic x-rays. They can't seem to figure out how or why.
Stay there. Don't hang up. I wasn't looking at the clock. I got to go to break, Brandon. Don't hang up. This is what the oncologist told me when my wife's dad was dying in the hospital. They were like, oh, yeah, we watched the show. There are a lot of new cancers. There are all these new things. It just grows weird tumors all over you. There's ways to see. I'm not your doctor, but it may not even be cancer. They're just going to call the lumps cancer. Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So,
2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sila tibus ocelis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Brandon in Boston, start over. So you're saying you had like a baby that had some medical issues, correct me if I'm wrong, and then the hospital pressured you and lied to you, said you had to have shots, you and your wife be around your baby. And then now they're just now telling you, the oncologist, it looks like you've got some type of cancer. I'm not obviously diagnosing him on a doctor, and if I was, I couldn't do it from afar. But the numbers I see is these create a lot of clots and things in the body. They even said when the shot started 3.5 years ago in mainstream news, oh, be ready for a lot of weird clots and things, but you know, tell your doctor that that's not really cancer, as if you could tell your doctor. So yes, it does cause all sorts of clots to grow. It triggers cancers. It restarts old cancers. It makes the cancers turbo cancer. We've had the head of the German oncology department come out like 2 years ago and say we're seeing record cancer from the shots. We're seeing people that are in total remission or cured. It comes back and just saying we got to stop this. So they know what they're doing. It's a depopulation weapon. Please continue.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what I got going on in my story there. Like we said, it was a forced vaccination in order to see this baby be born. And of course, I'm not going to not go in there and be with my wife to see my baby who has had a genetic disorder, which just on the good side of things, she does well. She's not having any issues with seizures anymore. So Godspeed, she's going to do well and have a great life. And hopefully I get to be around for all that. But just that's all I really wanted to get off my chest to you. And it was more so to say we appreciate my family. I appreciate what you do. And just keep fighting that fight, man. We'll support you in any way we can. Appreciate you,
Alex. Well, brother, I mean, I don't know all the details, but you mentioned they can't figure out what it is or doing all these tests. And that's what I've been seeing in the literature. I don't know if that's your case. Is it grows all sorts of weird clots. It does all sorts of weird things. And then they will misdiagnose you. The same medical system that terrorized you into taking the shot and did all of this will, you know, and I'm not saying what you should do, but there's a lot of things that obviously aren't going to hurt you that are, I mean, I would listen to Dr. Peter McCullough and others. There's a lot of detox things, a lot of anti-spike things, you know, things like, you know, nitric boost. And I'm not saying that's going to, you know, handle your problems, but who knows what will happen in the body. I had Peter McCullough on last week, or was it even Monday? Time flies. It was Friday. And, you know, he was talking about how to clear up a lot of the stuff that it's also being misdiagnosed. So be safe, brother. And we love you. And we appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you. Trump forever. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Great shape. Runs 30 miles a week. Probably pretty young, probably younger than me. Sounds like he's probably 40, 35. Who knows? I should have asked him. He's got cancer. And they admit it's causing cancer. I mean, they're just normalizing it. Hey, we kill you. Christian in Washington, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on the COVID poison shots. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
How's it going? Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
You're an awesome dude, and I don't know where the world would be without you, man. As far as the COVID shots, my wife's Nana's boyfriend died, pretty much dropped dead day after he got it. That was pretty dramatic, but my Nana's super liberal, so she wouldn't do anything to push and kind of look into it, so it was always just a mystery. But, yeah, man, I was in the military. I didn't get vaccinated. I got out after the end of 2018, so I didn't have to get forced to get it, but they force us to get all that other crap. I don't know how many vaccinations it is, but I went overseas as well, so I had to get a bunch.
Well, those
more.
Were vaccinations, though a lot of them were experimental. And, you know,
right, exactly.
But this is not a, quote, vaccine. This is a deadly gene therapy.
Right. I'm glad I didn't get that. I mean, but I've developed fibromyalgia at the end, and I got retired, so I've been dealing with that with the doctors, and they think more is going on, and I've just gotten over the poking and prodding. And yeah, I mean, I don't honestly care at this point. I'm trying to just live my best life. I'm a fishing guide, and I'm originally from Georgia, and I just hate Washington. It sucks so much.
It does, brother. Well, God bless you. I'm going to play a clip here from Tim Macy, and he is a officer in the Medical Corps in the Air Force, talking about the record level and showing showing the record level devastation in their internal memos from the shots. Here it is.
So you may see my wife's recent post, and I want to elaborate on that and give you an example as to why reinstatement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough. So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%. Ischemic heart disease, 69%. Pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
By the way, before I forget, I'm just going to tell the crew, I think I forgot to tell them this. Tommy Robinson is on at noon tomorrow, just so you guys don't forget. I forgot to tell you. Big updates. Let's go to Joe in Alabama. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to talk about the vaccine my wife got. She actually got three shots. So the last shot she got was a little over a year ago, but she didn't know nothing about it. She was, of course, you know, coerced to taking it by her job because she works for the government school. So anyway, so after we got married, that's when I found out she was vaccinated 3 times. I haven't got any shots, thankfully. Since the day one I came out, I just had a bad feeling about it. So right after I found out she got her shots, I forced her to go to the doctor, do blood work, and the particular test I had told her to take is the D-dimer test, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It checks your how your blood's clotting. So our doctor...
Yeah, you're talking about a D-dimer test?
Yes, that's right.
It shows you have blood clots, yeah.
Right. So the doctor just looked at her, and she, you know, she kind of thought we're crazy. I'm crazy because, you know, my wife, she's really young. She's healthy, never had any health problems. They do her D-dimer test. It comes back elevated. That's the first marker. The second test she got done, I can't remember what the...
Listen, this happened 3 years ago. They had Canadian and British labs, the same findings, and I've seen other ones since then. They did it, and 64% in both the UK and Canada of the people that took Moderna or Pfizer came back with D-dimer, meaning blood clots within a week of the shots. I mean, this is a fact.
Yeah. Exactly. And I told my mom about it. You know, my brother got vaccinated. He's a nurse as well. So, and I told him to get his blood check, and he doesn't want to. He thinks I'm crazy too. But
oh, yeah, because anyway, it is so crazy that the government and Big Pharma would try to kill you. But they are. Bill Gates says he wants to kill people and wants to reduce the population, but he wants to give you a shot to live longer. 2 + 2, folks.
Exactly. Right. So my question is, I've been trying to search online, and there's just so much information out there, but I did try Dr. Peter McCullough's vitamins that he's been selling. I've been buying a 3-pack. So my wife started taking that a little like 6 months ago. I also put her on the Pro-Arginine. It's basically, I don't know if you heard about the product. It's by Synergy. It's kind of like the product you sell. It's supposed to thin your blood.
Yeah, listen, I'm no rocket scientist, and I'm not saying any of this is a panacea, so I'm not giving medical advice. High-quality 95% curcuminoid or any turmeric, period, is great as a mitigator. I know Dr. Mikovits says our nitric boost is a great formula. It's got everything you need in it for that. But, you know, regardless, the smartest thing to do is not take the shot. But I understand people got intimidated into it. If I was you, I'd get a lawyer and sue these people.
Yeah. That I'm trying to, you know, figure out what to do because I'm at this point. I don't know if I need to get life insurance for her, you know, plan the funeral. I don't know what's going to happen, but she got the vaccine she got was 3 different ones. It wasn't the same one. She got a Moderna, she got Pfizer, and she got some other vaccine from China.
Wow. Who the hell was pushing all that on her?
Yeah, the school did, the government school here.
Jeez, I know. That's the thing. The schools are like, they're not even doctors. Oh, we'll just mix them and see what they do. And again, all of them, whether it was J&J, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, the Pentagon came out before they released it and ordered them all to be ready to have the same effect. So whether it's an mRNA shot, Pfizer, Moderna, or a virus vector shot, J&J, AstraZeneca, they don't put it in via mRNA. They have a chimpanzee virus, one of them does, loaded with the DNA, RNA, and it shoots it into the cell and makes your cell create spike protein. So the Pentagon actually developed all this and then put the orders out to companies saying, however you do it, we want the body to create these cancer proteins. And like the caller that freaked out earlier was right. That's why I was wishing he would just settle down. I was wanting him to, you know, what he was saying was true. And it's just so diabolical. Well, God bless you, sir. I'm sorry to hear this is going on. Has your wife had anything positive happen since she started trying to mitigate things?
Oh, yeah. Her health has been, she's got COVID 3 times already. Those shots don't help. In fact, she's been having this cough, dry cough since I ever met her. And actually this morning she woke up and it sounded like she's got pneumonia. So she's supposed to be traveling. I wanted her to stay home, but she
well,
was.
Well, let me tell you this, and it's not because I sell it. You don't need to buy her X2 or X3. If she has an iodine deficiency, that triggers so many autoimmune disorders and issues. You can buy Himalayan salt. It has to be, that's the name of it, but it doesn't have to be from the Himalayas. But that's the term, everybody knows it. It's pink, and the really good ones have little purple flecks in it. That's close to atomic iodine. Now, you need that. X2 or X3 is even stronger. It's the same thing, just concentrated. Also,
You don't have to get it from us. Just get organic 1,000-milligram vitamin C, preferably from rose hips with zinc to take it into the cells. And I'm just telling you, get your wife on 1,000-milligram vitamin C, okay? You don't need to get it from us. We sell a great one. But whatever you do, make sure it's organic vitamin C. And you can take more than 1,000 milligrams. The most you'll get if you took like 3,000 milligrams is diarrhea. So that you, Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize. There's basically, you can't take enough vitamin C. A lot of people I know that have long COVID or have had from the shot. I mean, I go to a clinic once a month to get a glutathione IV because they're so good because your body doesn't really absorb it through the gut. And there's always people in there getting vitamin C. So go, if you've got the money, it's not that much, maybe $100. Get your wife a vitamin C IV. God bless you. And I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm telling you what I would personally do. Mr. Bones in Boston, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So good to be with you. And thank you so much for you and what all the team does. I'm looking at my COVID-19 vaccination record card from the CDC, and I keep it with me to remind me, don't fall for this nonsense again. I work for a big utility, and we were strongly encouraged to get these shots. And I got mine April, first one, it's a Moderna, and I got my shot April 2021, and then the second one in May. And, you know, I should have smelt a rat. When we got these shots, we got them in a cafeteria right at the utility, and they said, well, and the military came in and gave those vaccines to us. And they said, no, you can't leave after you get it. We want you to stay here and, sit for about 15 minutes. And, you know, and I did it twice. Because I was really fearful of losing my job. I didn't know what was going to happen, you know. And it was very insidious the way the company created the class system, you know. If you get the shots, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask in the building, but, you know, if you didn't, then you got to wear a mask. And so people would look at each other a little funny if you don't, you know what I mean? If you didn't have your mask on, oh, there's one of the vaccine, you know, deniers and that type of thing. But after the second shot, I started getting the regular heartbeats. I called the doctor and they said, well, you know, we'll monitor the condition and, you know, give us a call back if it worsens. And thank God it didn't worsen. But then I started to injure myself, tear my Achilles tendon, tear a ligament in my elbow, and all these kinds of things. Vertigo. I never suffered vertigo. These types of things. And really intense arthritic pain in my knees. And other joints.
And by the way, that's the third most common thing. It's blood clots, and heart attacks, cardiovascular strokes, that whole area. And then the next thing is kidney and liver problems. But the next most common thing is serious joint pain because you never know where the spike protein is going to start producing. It starts doing it, you know, and it's incredible what it does.
Yeah, and it's a plug for the product. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for turmeric 95 or Bodies, the nitric oxide, the fish oil, the nerve renew, a joint relief, all that stuff helped me immeasurably. I can't tell you how much.
Oh, listen, if you go to some billionaire globalist house, it's nothing but high-end supplements. Like, these are all concentrates. Drugs are all copies and twisted patented forms of what's in Mother Nature. The Amazon rainforest has everything we need. And so anything we sell is badass. Because let me tell you something. I could get our supplements for cheaper than what the bottle cost. Instead, take DNA Force Plus, highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 and stuff. So it's costing us, you know, depending on the batch, like $25, $30 a bottle, you know. I mean, because it is the best, and that's what we do. We're thinking about the people who want discount brands still getting quality but not super high-end. We can cut the prices in half, you know, because it'll cost us, you know, $10 a bottle, not $25 a bottle. But, yeah. Anything else, brother?
And one nice little kicker was that after you got fully vaccinated, we were encouraged to take a picture of your vaccine card that shows you the lot
and
number.
And put it online.
And you send that to us. And I know it violated the HIPAA laws, but I even did that like a good little German soldier. You know what I mean? So mad at myself for getting
Well, that's how they sell it. Protect your wife, protect your kids, protect your family. Then Ernest Ramirez gives it to his son. He's dead 3 days later playing basketball.
God bless you, sir, and I'm glad to hear you're doing better, and we love you, and we appreciate you. Look, don't feel bad. I used to be, you know, not as smart as I am. I mean, I've learned more all the time. It's just part of life. That's why we're not God. Far from it. Austin in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Love you, brother. Always praying for you and
Thank
the
you.
Crew, of course. Just wanted to give you kind of a personal testimony in regards to my family. So several close family members, of course, received their vaccines, quote unquote, in 2021. And then instantly mother-in-law, aunt, you know, get skin cancer multiple times, almost at the exact same time. And now here recently, I have an uncle. He's just turned 60. And he was diagnosed with pancreatic and colon cancer. Now, he was a big vaccine advocate, got all the boosters. And the doctors are telling him, here's what's weird, is that they're the same type of cancer, but they occurred separately, and they didn't spread to one another, something that they've not really seen, of course, up until recently, which just blows my mind.
That's what I was saying to the earlier caller. They're like, we've never seen these cancers. We don't know what it is. That's what I'm saying is I've talked to oncologists. The studies are out. There's all these weird new things they've never seen.
Yes. It's incredibly alarming. And then, of course, you know, a lot of these individuals continue to get vaccinated and continue to get COVID, and they can't realize that, hey, they're jacking themselves up. And the sickest thing is our daughter's pediatrician's office, just all of them in general. They keep pushing this. Of course, we're not doing that to our children, my wife and I, but they are, they're not going to stop. And, you know, why I think InfoWars.
Well, you know, the doctor's offices all get paid massive amounts of money per person they inject.
Yes. And I think when I called into you a few years ago, we'd even said that, hey, they might even secretly try to get the vaccine into your child without your consent.
And now they're saying they're doing it.
Yes, it's exactly. It's all coming true, and it's just horrible because we're going to destroy our generation coming up if we allow this to happen. So I just love you guys keep fighting because obviously the vaccines aren't the only way that they're trying to kill us. So I'm just going to continue listening, supporting the show, and praying for you guys.
God bless you, Austin. We're going to talk to John, Max, and Natalie. Got to move quick because the show's almost over, but let me just say this now. You have to admit the globalists are out to kill you. You have to read their own admissions where it's their plan. You have to see Pfizer saying their new business plan is increased cancer. That's their new big business with their stock going up. This is pre-planned, and you've got to all become Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. You've got to all stand up and march out of your bunkers and face these people down. They can't have America surviving and have a world government because Americans might remember who they are. Americans might decide to stand up, and the New World Order cannot have that. So we all need to become info warriors today. That is the big commission. God gives you the commission to save souls, and God wants you to march out and stand against these tyrants. Please pledge yourself the fight against tyranny today. Speak up, stand up, support people that are telling the truth. Pray every day for a global awakening, and we can come through this together. But this is the new type of war, a covert war, a soft kill operation. John in Scotland. If I saw you were in Scotland, I've been gone to you earlier. I apologize. I wasn't reading where people were calling from, just their names. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, it's John from Scotland. How you doing, Alex?
Welcome, sir.
How you doing? If you could bring up my Twitter, Alex, it's bringthenoise_X. What you will see is you will see me confronting the Prime Minister in our country, in the United Kingdom. It was myself that confronted Rishi Sunak in the UK, trying to get help and support for people that have been affected by that vaccine. That vaccine nearly killed me, Alex. And I'm standing here strong in Scotland, trying to raise as much awareness.
Well, John, let me stop because I missed the... What are you on X? The crew, pull it up. Say it slowly.
BringTheNoise_X.
BringTheNoise_X. BringTheNoise_X. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if you look at my first video, you will see me confronting the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. The reason I say bring the noise, Alex, is because they want us all to suffer in silence. They want the vaccine injured and bereaved all to be swept under the carpet. And this just goes to show the world This goes to show the world that this government and all of these governments do not care about anybody at all. Because if that Prime Minister or the current Prime Minister in our country cared about us, they would have got in touch with myself. But they never, Alex. They ignored me, and they still continue to ignore the vaccine injured and bereaved in this country. I will never stop shouting from the rooftops, and I will continue to bring the noise. These guys have blood on their hands, and I don't care at this point.
And by the way, we pulled it up, so we're live now, but put a note in there. When we post this to X, with your call, we will clip this clip of you confronting these monsters in there. Great points. Anything else? What happened when you took the shot?
I took the vaccine, Alex. I was bedridden for 14 months. I had a condition called POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, neurological issues, gut issues. The list goes on, my friend. I was in a wheelchair. I've spent about £40,000, which is about $60,000, to try and get my life back. I've done so much to try and raise awareness, just like yourself, Alex, and trying to warn people about this poison. And the honest answer is, they do not care about any of us. And what's happening in the UK right now, Alex, they're trying to take away everybody's freedom of speech, and they're trying to shut everybody down. We're under complete dictatorship at this point, and it's getting worse.
Well, brother, I'd like to have you on as a guest. What's your full name? We see you all over the news.
My name is John Watt, my friend. After I'd done that with the Prime Minister, Alex, they hacked everything. They shut down my bank accounts. They took my big Twitter account away from me. I had 55,000 followers.
They failed to kill you, so they wanted to kill your ability to fight back. Listen, we'll get your name and number. I'd like to have you on as a guest. I apologize to Max and Natalie. I tried my best. I gave the crazy guy too much time up front. That's my fault. You'll whine online and say it was censored. That's the way it is. I'm sorry. Get Natalie and Max's name and number, your first name. I'll take calls again tomorrow. Don't let me forget we take calls tomorrow. Don't let me forget to take calls, and don't let me forget to call Natalie and Max back if they want. We'll put them at the front of the line. If not, love you. Appreciate you. All right, we're out of time. We are doing God's work here, okay? I will never back down. I will never sell out. It's impossible, but I could give out. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your support. Plus, we have great products you need. Nitric Boost, all of it. Infowarsstore.com, the Infowars MD line. All the great gummies, all the great CBD. It's the best, lowest prices. Infowarsstore.com. And my dad's company, who's a huge sponsor, and if they shut this down, they'll be a key sponsor at the new operation. You need to go to drjonesnaturals.com and get great products there, like Next Level Financial Energy, all the NanoSilver products, and more. drjonesnaturals.com. All right, great job of the crew putting up with me today. Everybody else, we love you. We appreciate you. Owen Schroyer takes over now. It's on your local station. Support them. You can find Owen at Infowars.com/show and man.video. All right, and then 8 a.m. tomorrow, Harrison Smith, the American Journal, knocks out of the park as well. And then, Lord willing, I will return with a bunch of experts, Dr. David Martin and others, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.